Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer with me as well. We are back in the studio after doing some lobster diving this week for the kickoff of Florida spiny lobster season.
Talk for yourself, lobster observer.
Yeah,
get to go. Thanks.
Well, you know, if you wouldn't have griped so much, I might have brought some tail back for you. But no, she wanted too much money. Anyway, yes, thank you. We'll be here for the next 55 minutes or so. We had a great time down in South Florida, mm-hmm. but we had a lot going on this week. Shark Week was going on, and I couldn't help but watch some of it. In the evening, because we were at a hotel, there wasn't much else to do in the evening other than get ready for the diving in the next day.
Nice hotel, though.
Oh, yeah. I stayed at this brand-new Marriott, by the way, Pompano Beach Marriott. Literally just opened the Thursday before we got there. We got there on Sunday. Brand spanking new hotel.
Still has literally, that new hotel smell.
It does.
There are still places you could walk into that hotel with a black light.
Okay. Yes, no, actually, it's really nice, wow. And it's right on the beach. It's about a mile from the dock where we pick up South Florida Diving Headquarters. Really, really nice.
Do you look
facility.
Nice in the room?
What's that? Oh, yeah. Ocean
nice.
View. You know, if you have somebody who's staying in the hotel while you're out diving, they can actually watch you because you're literally right out in front of the hotel sometimes for some of the sites, like the Copenhagen and some other places. That are nearby where the hotel is, right there by Lighthouse Point and Pompano Beach. So highly recommended, that Marriott, the new Pompano Beach Marriott. So anyway, so we're doing that, and sure enough, I'm watching a little bit of the Shark Week, even though I kind of avoided this in the past. Last 4 or 5 years has been like, ugh. The shark attack specials especially, I hate these recreations of, oh, they should have done this, or blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they had, I mean, I saw one episode where they're hanging, like, raw chicken and a pig. And I'm like, what the hell is that all about?
Well,
I didn't even see the point in it. What they're trying to get across. And it's just like,
well, God. You know, you're part of the problem, not part of the solution.
What do you mean?
And I will point toward, I don't know, the shirt you're wearing.
What, Duck Dynasty? I'm just representing today with Psy.
Okay, so it's shows like this.
Hey, and that's a fact, Jack.
It's shows like this which indicate that we as Americans are heading closer and closer to idiocracy.
No, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is.
Duck Dynasty is highbrow entertainment at its best.
Well, the problem is that might be true.
Yeah.
It might be the highest brow that we can maintain.
And evidently, might be true is good enough for the Discovery Channel.
Exactly. This megalodon thing. And it's these shark shows and these monster shows that people watch. The problem is not just that they make them. It's that in addition to them making them, Americans watch them.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. That megalodon special was the kickoff to Shark Week on Sunday. And that was the evening that I was kind of like half asleep, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go ahead and flip it over and see what they're showing. And they have this megalodon special, so I start watching it, and I can't get through it. I fall asleep because I was exhausted.
Passing out and falling asleep are close to the same thing.
Exactly.
And we'll just go with it.
So You know, I didn't watch the whole thing, but the first hour of it, I was like, this is interesting, kind of. Like, what is going on? What did they find? What is this footage? They're showing this footage. It's like, okay.
This is very similar to Sharktopus.
No.
No.
They presented this, actually, as a real documentary Shark Week special.
Sharktopus was presented in the movie as if it were a real thing. It was presented as a theatrical thing, but
as a movie.
The assumption was that it was real. And the assumption of the Megalodon special was that they really had found something that really had happened.
Right, but it was presented as a documentary, not as a film, like Sharktopus was presented as a film.
It was presented
like
as a film.
Sharknado. And that's why Discovery has gotten so much heat after it came out, like, hey, this was a big hose. And, you know, all the people that were in it weren't real. They were actors. And, you know, it's funny, when I was watching it, especially the shark expert that was there, I was kind of like, he's a little too cute for a shark expert. I don't recognize this guy. He's
the only shark
way too articulate.
That,
you know, what's going on?
That's because of your experience
with
the Shark Attack files.
Exactly. So, you know, I was a little like, kind of like, who is
he
this?
Be dumpier and stupider?
Yeah. He's all clean shaven. He's got the Brad Pitt thing going. What the hell?
Shouldn't he seem less like he knows what he's talking
about? Right. And so anyway, I don't know. It was, but it did kind of suck me in because I was kind of half asleep. And I was like, oh, I got to go back and watch this. And then a day later, I hear that, hey, this was all a big hoax. It's being reported on CNN and Fox and everything, that Discovery Channel has pulled a, you know, kind of like a mermaids are real type of thing. And I'm like, why did you do this? I mean, obviously, ratings is ratings, but you guys presented this as a documentary on Shark Week. What the hell are you thinking?
Well, and I think a part of it is, and stop me if you think that I may be way off in left field, they've reported it on CNN and MSNBC and all the cable news outlets, so that brought even more attention to what is probably the Discovery Channel's biggest ratings week.
Well, it is. So, Shark Week has traditionally been their biggest week of the year, which I understand ratings are ratings. However,
so if you lead off with something that's going to get reported on other news networks, that will drive more viewers for your legitimate programming later on in the week.
Well, yeah, but now what's legitimate? How can you take anything that you watch on Shark Week now as legitimate? Because it's all a bunch of bunk. You don't know if you're being hosed or if it's legit anymore.
Oh, ice truck drivers is real.
Well, of course it is. Is that on Discovery?
I don't know where it is.
But anyway, you know.
Honey Boo Boo's real.
You know, all the reports are that, you know, where something like the headline was, has Shark Week finally jumped the shark? You know, and honestly, I think they have. I think they definitely have. They screwed themselves going for the quick hit and the ratings on this. And I think they have lost whatever little credibility they've had in the shark community or scientific community for Shark Week from here on out, because that was ridiculous. The special was great.
I thought it would be a problem doing a special about the Megalodon.
Sure, absolutely.
The largest shark in the history of the Earth.
As you
but
should.
Why pretend that it's something that's really out there now when you could just talk about the time when it was real?
Yeah, yeah.
That there was a point in time when this shark could practically fill the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
By itself.
Yeah. You know, when they did that mermaid special on Animal Planet, especially the second one, when they did Mermaids Are Real, The New Evidence. That was the biggest hokey nonsense. I mean, any moron could tell that was faked. This, I'm telling you, they presented it in a way
where it was a disclaimer, but it went by in real time. It was three sets of graphics that ran at the beginning of the show.
I think it was actually at the end. I don't think it was at the beginning.
It may have been repeated at the end, but it was a grand total of 15 seconds of airtime.
I looked for those disclaimers. I did not see them at the beginning. They were at the end. I did, because I had to stop my DVR and read what they said. And it said something to the effect of, like, all of the organizations mentioned are do not endorse any of the comments. Or, you know, it's like, what? Are you kidding me? It was just insane, but it was produced very well and produced very realistic. I mean, where you would have believed that, oh, hey, they found something here. This is interesting. It's shot well. It's presented in a documentary style and in context of Shark Week that gives it credibility.
But there are so many things that you could have done that would have that you could have just put into it to make it so that it looks in every way like a documentary, except for that we have to time travel to get there or something like that, so that it's clearly not real.
Well, wait, time travel, that's real.
You know, that's the fact, Jack.
Hey!
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Dude, an ancient sunken city.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? Wow. It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah. Into Inagra, make that thing to Long Island. All around the Grand Bahama, I'll walk a ski. So come go with me, come on, to Bimini. Everybody, let me hear ya. Do it.
Radio show devoted to diving. Actually, Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters is over in Bimini right now, recovering from our visit. So as soon as we got off his boat, Slander's Lobster, the Lobster Slayer, Bug Boy, he hightailed it out of the country.
He probably figured that if you'd been there and Barry'd been there and CJ'd been there, there weren't any lobsters left. What's the point in sticking around?
True. So he headed over to Bimini, and we'll get a report from him next week on that. Just a quick little note here. ScubaEarth.com. This is the new website that Patty has put together, a new a diving portal where you can actually log your dives and do all kinds of stuff, network with fellow divers, that kind of thing. Patty, which is the largest diving, you know, diving association in the world, professional association of dive instructors, of which I belong, is behind Scuba Earth. And right now, during the month of August, they are doing Dollars for Dives, where for every dive you log at Scuba Earth in your little locker, your little section of the website that you can set up, they're donating a dollar to Project Aware, which is their nonprofit conservation organization, which has done an amazing amount of great conservation work around the world, up to $100,000 U.S. So once again, month of August, log your dives at Scuba Earth. They'll donate a dollar for every dive you do log, and it'll go to a good cause. ScubaEarth.com. Okay, so being that I am a dive instructor, before I jumped in the water and did some lobstering, I did some dive instruction. I taught my daughter and her friend to get them through their PADI open water diver course, and they did this flawlessly. They got through it perfect. We had great conditions down there in South Florida. Did their open water dives down there. They had to do four dives, so we dove on Sunday and Monday because you have to split them up. You can't do all four dives in the same day. And my daughter in particular, they both did very, very well on the.
By
written,
the way, she's what, like 11 now?
12? Yeah, we wish. 18. And holy so cow. she got down, and everything went fine until the second dive, after we did some skills on the surface. You know, we have to do some compass readings. We have to do some tired dive toes, some different skills that you learn when you're in a PADI open water course. But at the end of the dive, we had a little bit of current, slight chop. It was starting to whip up just a tad. But we had moon jellyfish in the area. Now, moon jellies are a very mild jellyfish. They really aren't a problem, but they look fluorescent purple or a deep blue or a color. They're actually really cool looking. Mm-hmm. And during certain times of the year, especially in the summertime in Florida, off the coast of Florida, we will have moon jellies on night dives or anytime you can encounter these things. But their stingers are pretty mellow. They don't really do much unless you take one and rub it all over you. And,
you would advise against that.
Yes. Okay. You know, just because you can
you're
see
not a
through
doctor,
them.
But your advice would be don't do that.
Well, just because you can see through them doesn't mean they make good dive masks.
Okay.
So, that's the thing. They're very pretty. But there weren't a lot of them, but there were just enough. And sure enough, on the second dive, they throw out the drift line for her to grab hold of. And her buddy are on the line with a couple other divers waiting to get back on the boat. And all of a sudden, she starts freaking out because one of these moon jellies literally floated right into her and literally just, you know, got attached all over her arms and the whole thing and freaked her out. And it was an unfortunate situation. The good news is she now has a jellyfish tattoo that she will be able to remember her PADI open water course for here, or at least for a couple weeks. So it freaked her out a little bit. You know, just one of those things that happens.
You know what? It's the hatred of the jellyfish, which is spawned in children from an early age because of Finding Nemo.
Yes. Well, now here's the kicker. So that happens on the first day of dives, right?
Okay. So you got another
so
day
So the
to
next
go.
Day, you know, I was like, okay, you know, that happened. You got to deal with it. You know, suck it up. And we get in the water. And on the third dive, at the end of the third dive, is when I see a 6-7 foot bull shark. And I'm looking at this, and it's just me and them underwater. We're off doing our thing by ourselves with dive flag. And I don't typically see, bull sharks off by themselves. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, wow, that's a bull shark. Now, I was going like, yes. And I'm like fist pumping underwater, like, look, you saw a shark. And, of course, they're both a little anxious. But really, I'm a little anxious, too, because I'm thinking like, okay.
I'll have to fight this shark.
Yeah, and I'm like, here
daughter.
We go. But she wasn't freaked out at all about the shark.
The jellyfish, yes.
Right after that, we start to ascend, and she starts getting all panicked. Like, look, don't worry about it. The shark's gone. It's not a problem. She's still shaking and freaking out. We get up to the boat, and I'm like, hey, what was the problem? Look, I don't care about the shark. Who cares about the shark? I was looking out for them jellyfish. So she was. She was more afraid of these moon jellies
than she was of a
bull shark.
On her third checkout dive, which, I mean, a lot of times that third, the first two dives are done in an enclosed environment, right? You can do that in pool, right? First two?
Well, no.
All four of them have to be open water dives.
You have four open water dives and five pool sessions, or four or five pool sessions.
So,
yeah.
My wife's first time in the water, as soon as she got in the water, she saw a nurse shark, and she was super excited about that.
Right.
On her checkout dive.
Yeah.
Also off Pompano, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Before she knew Jeff.
Right.
She dove on his boat and didn't even know.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Anyway, where was I going with this story?
Oh, I don't know.
So she saw a shark in her first dive, so she was super jazzed about that. But I don't know if she's ever seen a bull shark underwater.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if I've seen a bull shark underwater. I've done a lot of shark dives. So
when we went to Walker's Key, those were bull sharks.
Yeah,
in Walker's Key.
Yeah. All right.
So you probably did. They're very,
maybe,
you know,
off a Cat Island. Maybe we did this.
They look very similar to Caribbean reef sharks, but a little bit fatter and blunter nose.
Yeah.
But you know, regardless, it was kind of an interesting thing for them to see a shark. And you know, we had nurse sharks, we had a lobster, we had jellyfish.
Jellyfish.
I mean, they saw it all. They got a little bit of everything. We kind of worked through it, but they did it. And with the guidance of an expert instructor, got through their paddy open water course with flying colors.
Wow, you were there too, huh?
Yeah, that was me. I'm totally talking about me. Get it?
Oh.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Give a little shout out. Some of our dive buddies on the boat on those checkout dives with my daughter and her friend. Bruce and his son Alex were on board. They were doing their checkout dives the same day. And they were a nice couple of folks. Their instructor and his dad was along with Alex. Alex was doing his checkout dives. And I took a couple pictures of them with my GoPro camera and shot them a quick little video, and they were thankful for that, but I'm glad I was there to capture them, the magic for them, and share that experience. So we had three new divers we added to the club.
That's nice.
This past Monday, so that was a good experience all the way around.
You know, we talk about giving the gift of scuba at Christmas time every year.
Yeah.
This is the time to give the gift of scuba.
Right.
Especially here in Florida. Holy cow.
Yes.
I mean, really everywhere. Pick a spot. August is a great time to be in the water.
Yeah, well, I will tell you what really did surprise me, though, on Lobster Day, on Tuesday. I didn't notice this on Monday when we dove and did the checkout dives, but on Tuesday when we went for the lobster, lo and behold, we hit a thermocline at about 40, 50 feet, and it dropped a good 10 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Shockingly cold. And, you know, I don't like wearing a wetsuit. I love just going with a bathing suit and a rash guard type thing. That's my outfit. That's my dive skin right there. Jellyfish, I don't care about. Hopefully I don't ever get caught. Knock on wood, I've never got hit by a jellyfish. That'd be the only reason to wear like a lycra skin or a spandex skin or something to me. Because I just like to be free. I love that you feel free and more streamlined when you're just going in your suit to me. I do. I just feel nice. But sure enough, we hit this thermocline. I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's August. What the heck are we having a thermocline, you know, a couple hundred yards off the coast of Pompano Beach?
Yeah, and 60 feet of water.
Yeah, it was shocking.
Yeah, in the Atlantic freaking ocean.
Yeah, but still, in summer, they don't normally have thermoclines. You know, that wasn't normal, even for the guys on the boat. I asked them, I was like, yeah, it's kind of strange. It's just one of those weird things with the currents. It's just pumping up some deep water, and we're just getting it right now. It was refreshing. It wasn't unbearable by any stretch, but definitely would wake you up in the morning, that's for sure.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
How can you possibly have fun with a jellyfish?
Well, do you take it and try to use it as a dive mask? Wouldn't necessarily be fun. It'd be unique. Not recommended by any stretch. Or you just grab one and, you know, start to break dance or whatever you do to a tune like this. If you're like Bill, you're having an epileptic seizure. I think that's what that is. That's the closest that come. All right, so a couple things. You know, I had a lot going on this week with this little lobster adventure. I was trying out some new gear, had some new toys to play with. Polar Pro filters had sent me their new macro filter for the GoPro cameras, and I was using those, and I did notice a difference on the red filter. I didn't actually get to use the macro filter much on what I did. I actually didn't shoot very much, but the pictures that I got that, you know, you saw of Bug Boy up there at scubaradio.com turned out quite good. So I'm anxious to get back in the water and do some more work with the GoPros and even do some more stuff with that and light motion lights that I have as my current setup. However, I had this other little device that I mentioned a few weeks ago on the show called the Blue Buddy. And this was the first time that I had taken my Blue Buddy down with me. Now, this is a little device, I don't know, not much bigger than a credit card, maybe half the size of a credit card, maybe quarter inch thick, pretty small. You clip it onto your BC, and it logs your dive like a dive logger. That's not necessarily new, but the Blue Buddy uses Bluetooth to interact with a Bluetooth-enabled phone, and you download the Blue Buddy app and link, you know, the two devices together
so
during your surface interval.
So you can taunt your non-diving friends on your cell phone while you're diving. But the app does it itself. It says, hey, what are you doing? I'm 45 feet underwater and have been for 37 minutes.
Dot, 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 suck it. it doesn't do that yet
app.
The thing is what it does do, it logs your dive, and then it links via Bluetooth to your phone, so you don't even have to unclip it from your BC. You just turn on your phone, turn the app on, sync. It loads up into your phone, and they have this entire dive log program set up in the app. And it is very extensive. It does an entire graph of your dive, and then you can log it. You can hit GPS on your phone, literally log the GPS coordinates of the dive site. I was shocked.
That's a lot going on.
Well, and what sucks is that I didn't realize that until after I got home because I downloaded it after I got back, and then I logged in. I didn't realize I could have actually sat there at my service interval, pressed a button, and had it log the dive site and everything. It's a very extensive dive log built into this Blue Buddy app. And I got to say, Alberto and the gang out there on the left coast that came up with this thing, this is cool. I am definitely going to use this.
I mean, this is something which just clips onto your BC.
Yeah.
The Blue Buddy.
Right.
And you get in the water, and it does everything.
Yeah, it's water activated. You don't have to do anything to it. You just clip it on, pretty much forget about it until you're ready to download your dives. Now, ideally, you would want to do it after each dive because then you could sit there and just punch in, you know, like, okay, log this, and it'll actually put in the GPS coordinates of the dive site. You can name it, like I was at the Copenhagen.
Because your phone needs to be there to get the GPS coordinates.
Yeah, well, right.
The Blue Buddy doesn't get the GPS coordinates because it's not communicating with
correct.
Okay.
It just logs all the depth, temperature.
The phone needs to be there to get your GPS coordinates.
Yeah. And, you know, your dive computer does this.
Right.
You know, most dive computers will do something, but it doesn't have this Bluetooth capability.
Right.
And that's, you know.
And it can't make your phone call your friends, which is really what this app needs to do. They need to set that up where you can have a mid-dive taunt that is sent out as a text message or a voice message.
Well, you can actually press a button on the app and send the profile or dive log off to Facebook and tell your friends, this is what I just did.
Really?
So, yeah, you can do
so
that.
So it should be able to, you know, we are a half a second away then from being able to do it during the dive.
Well, you there's a comment section in there that you could put in what you asked. So I guess, in a way, it does allow you to do that. It just doesn't do it automatically.
You have
to prompt it to do so.
Here's what you need to do now. This is what needs to happen now.
Yeah.
Now we take the real-time element out of it. We set everything off by 30 minutes so you can taunt people during your surface interval, but pretend that it was during your dive.
Okay.
That's what you need to do right there.
Maybe.
Pretend it happened during your dive, and it also needs to have a sexy voice to call people and say, do you know what Greg is doing?
Okay, that wouldn't be the voice, though.
It's B. Arthur. It's sexy. Do you know what Greg is doing?
Oh, boy.
He's diving right now. He's diving in 45 feet of water, and it's a refreshing 83 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be so hot.
If you say so. Yeah.
Maybe something other than B. Arthur?
Yeah. I mean, that might turn on Alfred Grimley or somebody, but I'm not so sure it would work for the mainstream.
You mean Wilford Grimley?
Yeah, one of those guys. One of those old farts. Anyway, yeah, it was, that is a cool device. I, you know, when, Alberto had told me about it, I was kind of like, yeah, you know, I'd love to try this out. I wasn't real sure, but man, when I saw it, I was like, this is great because, you know, dive computers do this, but you got to take it out. You got to put it in some wiring harness. Too much work for me. Sorry. I don't like wires. I don't want to mess with it. I won't.
Says the guy who's
the dive just won't get logged.
4 hours of radio.
Yes. I don't have time for this.
15 years. Wires. Wires, I don't do wires.
But, you know, if all you have to do is fire up your phone and boot up your app, that is cool. And
that is very cool.
It really is.
And they're probably
convenient.
Doing it for free. It's probably a charitable organization that they've set up or
well, the app
doing
is
in
free.
Their basement.
Yeah, the app's free. It's part
Blue
of your
Buddy.
Blue Buddy.
Is there a website?
Blue Buddy, just Google it. It might be BlueBuddy.com.
It might be.
Part of the Dive Nav company. But Blue Buddy. Do a search. I think it's like $100, a couple $100 or something like that. They have two different versions.
Don't search for Blue Your Buddy. That's a completely different thing.
Yeah.
Just Blue Buddy.
But it's a little blue device. That's why it's called the Blue Buddy.
Yeah.
And cool stuff. I definitely like it, and I'm going to put that thing to...
Rocking.
Love new toys that actually work and make you feel cool and impress
nice.
Your friends. Yeah, that's definitely one of them for sure. So I got that device. I got some new dive instruction under my belt, and that had been the first time I'd taught in a while. I think I've kind of went through the system again and got a little, I'm ready to do some more teaching.
Good.
Anyway, we have Patrick.
Yes.
But we talked about this last week on the show, and we never did talk about how he did on that final.
Yeah.
We're going to basically where we're at with that is we're going to have to do a little refreshing. And motivating.
Give him the opportunity to take the test in an environment other than while we're talking about him on the air.
We might have created too much of a distraction for him, which is hard to believe.
I offered to put my pants back on. He said, I don't think that's going to be enough.
Yeah. You know, back in the day when they were real hardcore on scuba instruction, they used to have a thing called the Ditch and Don. And they don't make you do this anymore, but in one of your pool sessions, they'd literally take your gear,
thrown into the water,
and you have to dive down, put it on, and come back to the surface and live. After a few people died doing this skill,
yes.
they decided, that may be a little overkill, literally. So they did this. So my version of Ditch and Don was having Patrick do his final while we actually are talking smack and everything
during
the radio show.
Do you still have to take off your BC underwater and put it
back
on?
You do that at the bottom, yes.
Yeah.
So you had to take your weight belt and your reg and
you take everything off and put it all back on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't have to do a ditch and don.
You don't have to go down and get it first.
Right. Which
figuring most dives will probably not involve, you know, the dive boat just throwing your gear overboard and expecting you to go and get it.
Right. Even though that's happened. It's more of a gag.
Yeah.
But yeah. But I don't know. That was my element, my extra thing. And I might have pushed them too far. That was definitely outside the
standards. You never know your limits until you've exceeded them. You never
True.
Know what your limits are. And now we know. We'll come back a little.
Yeah, we're going to pull them
come
in.
Come back.
And
come down to this end.
Try to motivate them.
Water's only 30 feet deep right here. Come a little this way.
Yeah, but he was just too distracted. So we're going to get him back on track in the next week or two and get him certified. Ready to do some more teaching. Here we go.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
I'm making 9 knots. I should have been in Fiji in less than a week. But the first piece of land I saw wasn't Fiji, was it? No. No, it was here, this island.
Cause no matter where we go, Dominica will always be our home. Some may venture near and far, but when you look up in the sky, you are always going to be my star. Dominica.
Yeah, right now, Fort Young Hotel offering an amazing special to dive into Dominica for as little as $925 for an entire week. That is unbelievable. It includes park fees, diving, breakfasts, accommodations at the Fort Young, which are impressive. It's a fort. It used to be a fort back in the day. It's been transformed into a luxury resort. It is really, really nice. Beautiful place to stay. The diving is absolutely spectacular. Dominica, the most volcanic island in the entire world, believe it or not. It's in the Caribbean. It's crazy, crazy stuff to see up there. Hot springs, waterfalls, all kinds of neat things to do on your surface interval, but the diving will just blow you away. FortYoungHotel.com, FortYoungHotel.com. Go there, book it today, and you'll thank me tomorrow. Trust me on that. All right, so we crowned Bug Boy this week after some adventures of lobster diving in South Florida. Now, the only thing that stinks about this week is that I got to stay dry for 2 weeks. And this is definitely, you know, a forced, you know, break from diving because it's time for me to give my public service announcement for Reef Safe sun care products. Wear your sunscreen. Reef Safe is the best stuff you can get if you're a diver because it doesn't harm the reef. But the bottom line of why you use sunscreen, period, is so you don't get skin cancer. And I'm a walking, breathing example of this unfortunate situation. Every time I go visit the dermatologist, he like hits me with this frozen gun. He's like the Iceman from Batman.
And he's Arnold Schwarzenegger? Your dermatologist?
Yeah.
He's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And he's burning off all these places on my face, and it looks like I...
You want to be Bach.
I stuck my head in a wasp nest or something. It's really...
But you're going to have to go in and have a bigger piece taken out?
Yeah, well, it's basal cell. It's precancer. It's an annoying thing, but the only way they can really get it is they actually slice it, piece of skin, and have to sew it back. It's not real, you know, the bad stuff, let's say. But it's annoying. Well, all get out.
And so your public service announcement has two sides to it. One, wear sunscreen so that you don't have a problem. And make sure you see your dermatologist so that you know before it's a big problem that you've got a problem. Because it's one thing to be out of the water for 2 weeks. It's another thing to be out of the water forever.
True. This is true. So, yeah, I got a two-week break that I have to wait. And it's basically for the stitches to heal because he doesn't want me to be submerged with stitches. So there you go. So I'm stuck. I can't. The lobsters have been spared for at least two more weeks.
That's right. That's what's going to save them.
Yes. So feel free to take your shot at them.
Basal cell carcinoma.
It's lobster's best friend. Yes.
Yeah.
Never looked at it that way, but that's probably what
it
was.
We are.
Yeah, Lobzilla trying to take his revenge one way or another.
Lobstadon. Why wasn't it Lobstadon? Had I only been there for that...
Lobstadon is down in Isla Mirada, right there off of US 1.
Okay.
See him to your left when you're cruising south to Key West.
Mm-hmm.
He's down there, right on the road. Just stays there.
Speaking of...
So big, he doesn't even run.
Speaking of Isla Mirada, just up the road from Isla Mirada is Marathon.
True.
Eric Stone's Tropical.
Is it? That'd be down the road, wouldn't it?
Down the road, up the road, further along the road.
Further south.
Somewhere that is not Isla Mirada.
Yes.
Which is the Purple Island.
Okay, if you say.
I think Isla Mirada is the Purple Island.
Yeah. Marathon, the last city before you get to Key West. Dockside Tropical Cafe, Eric Stone's new digs.
Venture, of which, of course, he's still looking. He still has an opportunity for someone if they want to be an equity owner,
mm-hmm.
like me.
You bought in.
I bought a piece. He did a fundable.
Yeah.
I bought in. I'm part of the charter crew.
Nice.
When you go to Dockside Tropical Cafe, you're going to see my name right up there on the wall, Bill from Scuba Radio,
mm-hmm.
Right next to the note which says, "Suck it, Greg."
What do you mean? Why would it say that?
Because you are not an owner of the
not yet.
Dockside Tropical
not
Cafe.
Not yet. I'm waiting for
you're
the
wait for
grand
him to
opening.
Owe you money?
Yeah. No, I told him we'd come down there and do something for his grand opening.
It's going to be a great place. Right there in Marathon, and
still
very
shooting,
excited to be a part of the deal.
I think he's shooting for September, time
October, that's what he told me. Yeah.
Right, they're right there before the DEMA show in November, he plans
that's what
to
he
have.
Told us investors.
Yeah, oh, okay. That is, you know, he's going to have it
we
set
We pulled
up.
Together our pocket change and came up with quite a few dollars to help him with this venture.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it looks like it's shaping up real nice. He got a good round of support. And I see he's putting up a lot of stuff on Facebook. Food, a
lot of stuff on Facebook.
Food items and ideas and things.
And for reasons that I do not understand entirely, he's doing a concert tour of the Pacific Northwest at the same time that he's doing this.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean he's on the road right now?
He's up in Idaho. He's in Washington State. I think he's doing a couple of stops
been down in
Alaska.
Have you been down in the Keys right now, Bill? It is sweaty hot. It is unearthly. It's like this is what hell would be like.
It's never bad in Marathon.
You walk outside for 2 minutes.
Never bad in Marathon.
You're dripping sweat balls. It's just really humid. But, you know, we're used to it here in Florida. I like it. You just jump in the water, cool off. That's what divers do. Catch a few lobster, and you won't be complaining.
Wine when the water temperature gets into the 70s.
Right. What do we do? All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody. You know how to wail here, that's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we didn't look here, now we can fuck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.